This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The nation celebrates its 79th Independence Day today, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. The Prime Minister will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of Vikasit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's celebration is Naya Bharat. We have a report.
The celebrations will serve as a platform to commemorate the continuing rise of a prosperous, secure and bold Naya Bharat and provide renewed power to surge further ahead on the path to progress. The success of Operation Sindoor will be celebrated during the Independence Day celebrations this year. Around 5,000 special guests from different walks of life have been invited to witness the celebrations at Red Fort. These include Indian contingent of Special Olympics 2025, winners of international sports events and gold medalists of Khelo India Para Games. To promote patriotic fervor among citizens and to celebrate victory of Operation Sindoor, a number of band performances will be conducted pan-India for the first time by the bands of Army, Navy, Air Force and paramilitary forces at over 140 prominent locations throughout the country. Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, security has been tightened in the national capital ahead of Independence Day celebrations. Several roads will be closed for general traffic with only labelled vehicles permitted. These include Netaji Subhash Mark, SP Mukherjee Mark, Chandni Chowk Road, Esplanade Road and Ring Road from Rajghat to ISBT. President Draupadi Murmu has asserted that India is well on the path of becoming a developed economy by 2047. In a address to the nation on the eve of the 79th Independence Day, President Murmu attributed this to the all-round economic growth complemented by social sector initiatives. She said the nation is marching ahead during the Amrit Kaal and every citizen is contributing to the best of their ability.
Development serves the purpose only when it helps those on the margins and opens new opportunities for them. Moreover, we are increasing our self-reliance on every area possible. This has added to our self-confidence and increased the momentum of our journey towards becoming Viksit Bharat.
The president termed the killing of innocent citizens in the Pahalgam terror attack as cowardly and utterly inhuman.
This year we had to face the scourge of terrorism. Killing innocent citizens on holiday in Kashmir was cowardly and utterly inhuman. India responded in a decisive manner and with steely resolve. Operation Sindoor showed that our armed forces are prepared to meet any eventuality when it comes to guarding the nation. With strategic clarity and technical capability, they destroyed terrorist hubs across the border.
On this Independence Day, Akashvani brings you a special program on Operation Sindoor, a testament to the bravery and valor of our armed forces.
Operation Sindoor, Nyay ki akhand pratigya hai.
Tune into 100.1 MHz Akashvani FM Gold at 9:30 p.m. on 15th August.
In Jammu and Kashmir, a massive cloudburst struck a remote village in Kishtwar district in which multiple casualties have been reported. Over 75 people have been injured and many are still missing. The disaster hit Chasauti, the last vulnerable village on the way to the Michel Mata temple, when a large number of people had gathered for the Michel Mata Yatra yesterday. The much-anticipated summit between US President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, had set to take place in Alaska today. Ahead of the meeting, Trump said he is convinced that the Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to make a deal. The US president had earlier threatened Russia with very severe consequences if Putin did not agree to end the war in Ukraine. In athletics, India's Ankita Dhyani has clinched the women's 2,000-meter steeplechase race at the Grand Slam Jerusalem 2025 meet in Israel. With this win, she broke the national record in the event. Ankita clocked 6 minutes and 13.92 seconds to claim the top spot. And that is the end of this news bulletin.